You are valuable. You do have purpose. You are not what they said you were. Prosperity will find you. You are successful. You are beautiful. Your past does not define you. The moment you decide to look outside of yourself for value is the moment you give your rights away to be authentically you. Your value is not in what your mother thinks of you, what your father thinks of you, what your family and friends think of you. Your value is what you think of yourself. That is the secret to authentically loving and being you. Hello, everyone. Thank you all so much for tuning in to season 4 of Soul Food with Sadie. Can you guys believe that season 4 is like one episode from being over? Wow, I am really wrapping up season 4. I cannot believe that. This season has really unpacked a lot of things within me. I have definitely planted seeds and watered seeds within myself, especially when it comes to my identity, who I am, what I stand for, what I love about myself, what I value about myself. Matter of fact, as this season ends, I couldn't help but to notice how when discovering our true identity, some things, people, and places just don't fit anymore. And although I've probably talked about that a lot before, it really didn't dawn on me until just recently that it's painful sometimes that those places and people don't fit in our life no more. And oftentimes it feels like rejection, but we know that it's truly meant for our good. Once we realize that they're no longer in our life, we realize, wow, this really meant to work out for my good. And on today's episode, I'm going to talk about really unpacking the void fillers that we try so hard not to release. Although we pray that God removes these people and God exposes people's heart. I mean, how many of you guys have ever prayed and asked God to truly expose the heart and minds of those around you so that you can know who is here to stay and those that are only there for a season to teach you the lessons that you need to learn in that particular season? Listen, my hand is up because I know I have. But then it's like when God exposes and removes them, I literally be fighting for dear life for them to stay. Just like, no, why? It's like, girl, you pray for God to expose their heart, their minds, and they just don't fit anymore. So why are you fighting to keep them there? That it just didn't make sense. I now realize that it was because I was filling a void. I know I have, and I never understood that on the road to discovering my true identity, people had to go, because when you begin to love who you are and really walk in who you are, that light sometimes is too bright for other individuals, and maybe their light is too bright for you in that season. So as I begin on my identity journey, I realized that although I knew that certain individuals were not healthy for my life, I wanted them to stay so bad because they were filling this void within me. And as I reflected within myself, I realized that those voids within me were things that I picked up in my childhood, things such as neglect and rejection that I felt as a child, that I never really got to the root of it. And when you don't get to the root of something, you can't totally heal from that thing. So I just went through life jam-packing those voids with things, places, and people that weren't necessarily bad for me, but it didn't edify my life, and I didn't edify their life in any type of way. So just recently, a situation with someone happened, and I really felt like I wanted this situation to work. I wanted to be friends with this person. I wanted to get to know this person, and it really just was kind of almost like a tug and war type of thing. It was like when I wanted to be friends with this person, they really didn't want to be friends at that moment, or it was just like really messy. Although I saw the signs almost immediately, listen, immediately, because when you go through some things and you overcome some things, red flags, you pick up on them faster than you would have if you've never been through anything. So I saw these signs almost immediately that this person was just a void filler, and I had fought so hard with my mind in order to allow my mind to free myself from that situation mentally. Not saying that the situation just came and overtook me. No, it was nothing like that. But I realized that as I was praying, asking God, why is this situation having so much effect on my mind and me feeling rejected by this person? And the Holy Spirit revealed to me is, although we become free from things in our spirit, we must learn to free ourselves in our mind. Because although the root was rejection and neglect, the fruit that root was producing was compromise. I was always compromising who I was and what I would do to feel a sense of temporary fulfillment. And each and every time I did that, I was let down. So my message to someone under the sound of my voice today is, get to the root of the very thing that is causing you to live life in circles so that it can no longer hinder you from walking in your true identity. And after you get to the root of that, really retrain your mind to let go. And also, we have to truly start living this out. When someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time, not the second, not the third, not the fourth. Listen, we will go through things with people, friends, anybody, and we'll be like, oh, this is about the last time. Then they do it 50 more times. This is about the last time. No, we have to believe people for who they are the first time. This season has truly freed me in so many areas of my life. And although I understood growth is a process, and I truly understand that growth is a process, I had to stop allowing excuses such as I'm growing to keep me stuck and also my listeners stuck. I feel like I have an obligation to people that listen to the podcast, to people that I have to interact with one day. I believe that the obligation is to truly be vulnerable, be honest, and to be the most authentic version of myself. So I had to realize that I'm growing is an excuse that I would use in order to keep myself in these toxic situations, in this toxic thought process. And that's unfair to myself and also my listeners and everyone that's attached to me. So I had to realize that in order to truly find our identity, we must know ourselves. And when we know ourselves, we value ourselves. And valuing yourself will cause you to be more intentional about what you're allowing to fill those voids, to take up that space that only a true, authentic relationship with your source, which is God for me, love, peace, and joy can feel. And only through knowing your identity in God can those voids be truly filled. Listen, I understand that it is not easy maneuvering through life, and especially for my individuals that experience any type of childhood trauma and trauma in just any way. I understand that it's not easy to truly go within yourself and truly learn from the situations that you've been through. But I do want to tell you that the things that we put in place of a true, authentic relationship with our source and with ourself are only there to fill a void. And when that void is filled and it doesn't feel good, it causes us to dislike who we are. It causes us to get into these storms in life and really get down hard on ourselves. But when you fill those voids with peace, with joy, with love, and obstacles do come in your life, it's not going to break you. I was someone that would truly fill those voids with relationships, with partying, with whatever I could, because I did not want to feel alone. I did not want to feel like no one wanted me, no one liked me. I wanted to feel in the in crowd, right? But as I age and as I truly value who I am, I realize I like my peace, my joy, and my love more. I like my relationship with God more. And I like the fact that I no longer have to use things as void fillers in order to make me have a sense of temporary fulfillment, because that fulfillment with those void fillers are truly temporary. So, listeners, make sure to get to the root of what's causing you to continue to allow void fillers to take up space in your life so that you will no longer be hindered from walking in your true identity. Thank you all for listening to Soul Food with Sadie. Pray this message blesses someone. Take the seeds that are for you and leave the rest for others. I am thankful for health in my body, peace in my mind, ears to hear and eyes to see. I am thankful for hands to write, legs and feet to stand, and wisdom to understand the gems that were given unto me today. I am thankful that I can create a strategy that I can implement into my life. I am thankful I am divinely created for such a time as this. I will be thankful for the small things, because the small things are only preparing me for the bigger things that are coming into my life.